Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it's 12 noon Central Time. Mike Adams was supposed to be on 30 minutes ago, and I appreciate him holding. He's an engineer, runs a big company, runs over 300 websites like naturalnews.com, and we appreciate him holding because he understands how big that was and breaking with Owen Schroyer, just not getting arrested. We're going to get into the huge coronavirus news and big developments there, and then the big developments of Fox News admitting, heck, reprint me that article, I can't find it in my stack, thanks guys, oh, here it is, that the fluoridation that they call fluoride is really a toxic mix of chemicals, and that it's a congressional waiver in law to do that, and now they're going to put the biosludge that's even worse, or not going to, they are, on the crops. So this is so huge, this is all coming out. And they admit that it's deadly toxic, what the fluoride's doing to people. Just amazing. But I know you want to respond, because I saw you on Skype the last 10 minutes shaking your head, watching that footage. Radio listeners can find it. We're uploading it right now. It just went live to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and Bandai Video. I mean, Owen did nothing, and he's right in the same spot where the leftists run around screaming like chickens on LSD or something.
Well, Owen, he's to be commended for his actions, and he is showing the complete hypocrisy of the system, where you cannot stand silently holding a sign if that sign is pro-Trump. But you can hold a sign and not be molested by security if it's an anti-Trump sign. So now we have here in the Capitol building the same thing that the tech giants are doing. It's the content of your speech is what determines whether it's legal or illegal, whether it's allowed or banned. And again, Owen Schroyer is doing that. He's proving it. And by the way, I love what you just said. You're going to have a D.C. bureau or activities there. I agree. If InfoWars can get in the faces of these people there in D.C. every single day, they can expose this hypocrisy. You know, Owen Schroyer just won big time. Even though he got arrested, it's a big win for showing the insanity of the censorship position. So hands up to Owen and Savannah. They're covering it as well.
And I'll say this, the police, I'm not defending what they did, but clearly they didn't want to do it. They've been ordered to do it, and they did not look happy. But it shows the criminal orders they're being given by the human tick that is, well, we know who's leading this whole thing. It's Nadler.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I've got a breaking story to share with you here today. When we get into, look, this clampdown on free speech and the release of the coronavirus have everything in common. This is all one big plan. It is a bioweapon, and you're not allowed to talk about it. And the attacks on free speech are being ramped up everywhere. I've got details that no one else has covered yet.
And by the way, so, I'll go ahead and just, I haven't told you this yet. You told me 2 days ago, massive unprecedented attacks you're under. We won't get into how they're doing it. Guess we started getting attacked last night, same style yep. attack. And it turns out everybody's getting hit right now ahead yep. of the coronavirus. They don't want us telling people who has their fingerprints on it.
Yeah, it's a huge story. We are still disconnected from our own data servers now, 2 days and running. I've been able to post some emergency alerts, but here's the breaking news. I don't mean to take away from what Owen is doing. That's the big bombshell story of the day. And
no,
we're gonna cover
no,
that
it's coronavirus. The attack on free speech is important, but that's something that's a long-term fight. The coronavirus is really starting to look bad.
It's very bad. The hospitals are being overrun in Wuhan province in China. 10,000 hazmat suits have now been distributed to healthcare workers there. I mean, food supplies are being stripped bare because of the quarantines in three cities now. It's insane. But this is timed with a very specific new kind of attack, a new sabotage attack. I've got the details in a post I put up there this morning. Look, there is a court, a federal court in California that's been hijacked by the vaccine deep state, and they have put out what are called the TROs. You know, temporary restraining orders that are secret sealed orders that don't exist in the normal court system. And they are ordering hosting companies and infrastructure providers to shut down temporarily all anti-vax websites. So that's what Natural News is suffering. Yesterday, I thought it was maybe somebody impersonating federal agents getting fake hoaxed court
orders.
Oh, my
God. This news is the most massive ever. We knew it's not just DNS blocking. They now have secret court orders under national security to block anybody exposing what's happening and pointing out the truth. My God, it's martial law is what it is.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer has been arrested for peacefully holding up a little sign the size of just printer paper saying tech companies banned me from social media. Democrats are trying to be banned from the Capitol, which they said in court. The judge said no, First Amendment. Others are allowed to hold up signs at the very same spot. We have footage from 2 days ago, but he was arrested. He was arrested. Now, Mike Adams has naturalnews.com, over 300 major sites, and he is highly respected. He's an engineer. He owns a major toxicology lab that tests vaccines, everything. I mean, if anybody is accredited to be saying what he's saying, it's him. He's got medical doctors, scientists on his advisory group, his board. He's got a major facilities here in Texas, okay? Major publisher in multiple languages around the world, hundreds of books. I mean, he runs just a giant operation. And so we're already talking about free speech. He was going to come on about the coronavirus and just how Bill and Melinda Gates funded a vaccine for it. That's a fact. Others are reporting that. And suddenly, 2 days ago, he said, yeah, we can't get on our website. Hackers have gone in and blocked us. We've never seen this. Well, he just learned today the next level of censorship is here. It's not just IP level blocking. It's not just deplatforming you from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It's getting a judge in a secret court, just like they did with the president with the FISA warrants, to order takedowns of anti-vax sites. And suddenly it's happening to other big prominent sites. It'll probably happen to Kennedy. Who is been speaking out against it. They are going into overdrive right now. You've heard them saying all this. And so this has absolutely 100% to do with the coronavirus and publicly available information. So anything, Mike, you need posted to Infowars.com or NewsWars.com or other sites and things we have on other people's servers and things that aren't even in our name, relay to us because this could happen to us. This is happening everywhere, folks. This is how bad it's gotten. That's why we got to have backup sites and relay sites and sites we work with. I've got big announcements I'm making on Monday, collaborations that we're involved in because we knew this was coming with 284 days. But it's here. Secret court issuing website takedown orders in America targeting vaccine truth sites. And they have learned secret court orders hidden inside sealed termination court cases, which are being laundered through the federal bankruptcy courts but have nothing to do with bankruptcies, are the hidden from the public view and assigned a secret code that indicates their real purpose, to disrupt and sabotage the independent media, ordering tech companies to remove websites, deplatform channels, or disrupt indie media operations. And, of course, it's being run out of San Francisco. Of course it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we even know the name of the judge. Mike's not going to release that at this time. It's incredible how he discovered this. This is the terrorism of the deep state. And you think Trump's invincible, folks, and they're telling him he's going to win the election, so he's confident. But they've got a bunch of tricks happening while the trial's going. We told you, if they start blocking sites at the server level, you know they're dropping the hammer. So many points are converging together right now. Mike Adams, already had you coming on today about these big issues with the coronavirus and what's happening. But this is the biggest censorship news ever because they have COG, continuity of government, emergency courts. Obviously, Trump isn't even involved in this. This is the deep state, so rogue, didn't want you to know this was even going on. You've been calling me for 4 or 5 days. It's happened to a bunch of other sites, medical news sites, big stuff going on. There is solved. Natural news subjected to industry sabotage by vaccine deep state working in conjunction with court, secret California court, incredible story, culprits identified, site functionality compromised, but recovery underway. We are very close to live status again. Check back for updates. Wow. And I'm not going to get into our architecture, how we stay up, but this is the deep state terrorism, folks. And if they can't sue us out of existence with fake lawsuits, this is the next level. That's why you've got to remember, we've got to go to the point of putting out our backup sites. We haven't even announced to people yet. And we're going to have to do a leapfrogging, folks, that when they take one big one down, you'll have to know what the new backup is on other servers, and it's going to take them time. But Trump's got to act on this now. Mike Adams, this is so illegal. This is so secret. This is so out of control. This is so unbelievable. This is exactly how this stuff is done. And it's all these maniac judges appointed by the Democrats just doing whatever the hell they want to the president, to the military, to the police. I mean, this is judicial tyranny. Break down what you can tell us at this point.
We have a team of lawyers and private investigators working on this, and they were able to uncover this secret sealed TRO, a temporary restraining order, which initially we thought was a hoax, but it turns out to have been issued by a court out of California. I already gave you the name of the judge off air. I can say this judge is a female, and she is a judge who has been accused. She's called one of the most corrupt judges in California. She's accused of helping a lawyer skim billions of dollars off of asbestos settlement trust funds. So she is a defender of chemical poisons and obviously an operative of the vaccine industry. Perhaps we'll release her name at a later date. But she signed an order to sabotage naturalnews.com, and we learned from our own attorneys that she signed similar orders for dozens of other websites. The only thing these sites have in common is that they were named on a list, and they're all known to be vaccine truth websites or so-called anti-vax websites. My attorneys also warned me that this TRO could be escalated. They could literally seize your domain name, and you have no opportunity to defend against this restraining order. You're not given any notice. We were never given any notice whatsoever. We were about
Did
to file
Did you learn
an
who went
motion.
And filed the fake garbage against you?
We know who filed it. Yes, we know who's involved in this. We know all the names. And our lawyers are going to be filing an emergency injunction against this TR probably in the Austin federal courts later today. So we're fighting this because it is blatantly illegal. And again, it's a secret court. Alex, listen, what they do is they go to an old bankruptcy court involving people that have nothing to do with us, that a case that was terminated in 2018, and they reactivate the case, and then they attach a new temporary restraining order that has nothing to do with anything to go shut down websites. So what they're doing is they're
No,
they're
believe
hijacking.
Me, they're telling me in my court cases, when we give them discovery no one's ever done before, do everything, they go, you're a criminal, you're not doing what we say, we're going to put you in jail, and then they send us child porn hidden in files, we never open it, but then they do subpoenas and know right where to go.
Yes, yes. All of our staff members were hit by attempted phishing attacks right before this happened. Of course, we know not to click strange links in email, so that didn't
work.
Well,
I mean, here's the bottom line. Canary in the coal mine, you've talked to other sites, it's happening to them. They're making a big move, and it could be this virus out of China is what they're going to use to try to overthrow Trump, create a civil emergency. We've said one of their wild cards should be a bio attack or hysteria from a potential bio attack, Mike Adams.
Well, the timing of this is crucial. I think John Rappaport also has suffered severe attacks on his website. I noticed that when I went to Infowars.com this morning that you had the Cloudflare turned way up because obviously you must have been getting hit by DDoS attacks.
Massive attacks. I don't even want to get into all this.
Exactly.
What listeners don't get is we're not victims here. We're on the front lines of the fight. So we don't bitch and go, oh, I'm a baby, help me. They just arrested Owen. Everybody else is allowed to have speech. He can't. They're coming after us at every level. They're running black ops against my family. And we just keep rampaging forward winning. But I'm telling listeners, this isn't business as usual. This is red alert. Red alert. They're about to move on Trump. I'm telling you, you can feel it. You can see it, Mike. And that's why Trump needs to just absolutely come out and speak. Notice they're doing this while Trump's out of the country. I mean, this is out of control, man. They could kill Trump today. I mean, the fact that they're pulling secret courts doing this type of crap ahead of this virus, who the hell knows what they've already got and what they're doing. And they're testing to see if we figure it out and we know. Or maybe our sites just disappear and everybody goes, oh, where'd InfoWars go? This is unbelievable.
No, the courts have been hijacked at this point. They're hijacked by the vaccine deep state. And this vaccine deep state is this, it's a cartel between corporations and government.
It's Bill and Melinda Gates.
The NIH, the National Institutes of Health.
And they don't know what to do now that the UN scientists, head UN scientists came out and said vaccines are killing people. There's a cover-up. That's at band.video. They absolutely don't know what to do. Mike, we're going to come right back to you and talk about this. Folks, this is the biggest censorship news ever. This takes the cake by orders of magnitude. This is like a number 10 earthquake, okay? This is it. Guaranteed. Red alert. All the stops are out. I can feel it. I can see it. This is it. They're going to try to kill Trump. This is it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Remember what happened? We were the first to report on it 3+ years ago. The FISA court, supposedly under the Patriot Act for terrorists, was used against President Trump during the campaign when he was president-elect and after, and the FBI lied to Congress in 2017 and said they hadn't been surveilling Trump. It was all over the media, and the New York Times saying Alex Jones is a liar, we didn't surveil him. We specifically said the FISA court. I was told that by former high-level people in the National Security Agency. We weren't just up here saying that. Why do you think they were saying, arrest me, kill me, I'm a Russian agent and all this crap? The people that were telling me that are the folks that took down the entire Soviet Union, not the Russians. People like William Benny. And he said that on record here on air, so that's not a secret. But we weren't just imagining all this specifically exactly, okay? So when I tell you this stuff, I'm not up here trying to be dramatic. They've got the Senate trial going for the next 2 weeks. They've got this virus popping up, and they've already done the big drills. And Bill and Melinda Gates, that are the deep state, are even behind the drills and the virus. The virus they've patented for a vaccine. I'm not saying they're behind this new one that just magically showed up right now. And Mike Adams is the tip of the spear when it comes to health news. He's just as big as Mercola, and obviously they collaborate. And Mike's got a lot of big things he was about to launch that upsets big tech, who's being sued, and it's all over the news, suppresses any new rivals. Well, Mike was about to announce this week, huge stuff. We were so excited. Well, you just saw what happened. He's been scrambling around, calling me at night. Everybody else's sites are going down. You know what's going on. We're just getting hammered. We're getting attacked. They're crawling all over stuff. I'm just going to leave it at that. But they got his domain support, didn't tell them, and then just went and took it down. And then it's some squirrely court with a judge that's known all over. I looked her name up as Mrs. Corruption. And they don't care because they believe they're going to take Trump out. For a judge to do something like this secretly, they're telling her, Trump's gone. We're going to finally get him. Just like they told Strzok and Page, Trump's gone. Set him up. They are threatening a judge. They're holding her feet to the fire with all the asbestos corruption that's been alleged and reported to make people do stuff. Stuff like this is so illegal. Remember what I told you 3 years ago and then the headlines this year and last year? FBI lied hundreds of times. Just type it in. FISA court says FBI lied to them with fake information to get illegal warrants. Just, I'll put it in my phone if you want. Can we just put that in? There it is. The Inspector General's report reveals a scandal of historic magnitude, not only for the FBI, but also the U.S. media. Yeah, that's the original report that we first broke, but I'm going to show you the new articles. I'll get it. It's just, this was big news in the last 3 months. Everybody heard it. Everybody knows it. Headline, FBI lied to FISA court. Just that's all you put in. And there it is. That's what's happening. And so it's the very same thing here. But you don't even know who does it.
unless you've got a bunch of money and time and energy to scramble around and find out what the hell happened. Just like I was put by G2 last year on a secret filing for my bank credit saying perfect score, except he's hate, so he has a horrible score. Take away his merchant accounts, everything he has. This is war, folks. This is illegal. This is racketeering. This is criminal. This is disgusting. This is evil. And now Mike Adams has tracked it back with PIs and lawyers and found out what happened. Mike, please continue.
We're gonna have bombshell details in the days ahead. But what we know, and you described it accurately, there. Listen, this is the headline today. There is now a secret FISA court or FISA-style court in America that's ordering website takedowns. And they are specifically targeting websites that talk about vaccine truth. And this is happening at the same time of this massive coronavirus outbreak, massive cover-up in China, people dropping dead in the streets, and it's already spread to America and who knows how many other countries. This is not a coincidence, Alex, and you nailed it. This is coordinated. It's all about causing devastation and causing disease and causing
an
actual emergency.
And it's so illegal what the courts and these people and the Democrats are doing, it means they're going for broke. They just escalated the level of their crimes, is what I'm saying. Everything they're doing now, arresting reporters, everybody else has speech, taking down sites secretly, this means they've launched their next level of ops. They're not giving in. They're not rolling over. This is a huge escalation, Mike, while all this other stuff's happening and what it surrounds, this coronavirus, that you know. 100%, folks, the canary just died in the coal mine. The damn coal mine is blowing up right now, okay? This is it. It's on. Total maximum red alert. Guaranteed. Mike, continue.
And remember, this virus is going to become more deadly as it mutates and it adapts. So the fatality rate that we're seeing right now, which is already much higher than influenza, is just the beginning. And there are also binary weapons that we talked about yesterday just a little bit. As this virus combines with what they're putting into the vaccine. Remember, they can put DNA-altering ingredients into the vaccines. And isn't it amazing they have the vaccine ready for this at the same time the outbreak happened? That's impossible. Unless you're a time traveler.
Bill and Melinda Gates had a drill just 2 months ago, and they're panicking that everybody's pointing it out. They think shutting you down is going to stop it. It's one of the top trends on Twitter. Everyone's saying it.
Yep. And they're going to roll out mandatory vaccines. When this becomes a panic in America, and by the way, the media is going to cause this to be a massive, massive, you know, panic among the public, but they're going to push people to mandatory vaccines. They're going to have an emergency order, maybe by the president. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to stop this. He's not stopping the tech censorship. I don't know what he's going to do. But they're going to have mandatory vaccines, and the vaccines will be the second half of the binary weapon. This is euthanasia via vaccination. This is what it's all about. And because you and I, people like us, can speak intelligently about this because we know the history, we know the background, that's why we are targeted first with these illegal secret court orders to take down our websites. It is so blatantly illegal. I mean, the court in California just committed a felony crime against National News. The DOJ should be arresting that judge whose name I gave you off air. She should be behind bars, and yet she's still signing orders to take down other websites today. And these infrastructure providers out there are just following orders. They get a secret court order. I called the vice president of our hosting company, and I said, what the hell is going on? Tell me. He says, I've been told not to talk about it. I can't tell you anything. There's nothing I can tell you. I said, we never received anything. No notice, no nothing. What is this? Is this America? What about due process? Aren't I supposed to receive notice? He says, we don't know anything about that. We have a TRO, and we have to act on it because it's from a court in California. And this is happening all over the country right now today. This is why sites are being taken down. The kill switch is here. The kill switch is here. This is what we warned about. We've been talking about this for years, Alex. You and I both, and many others. This is the kill switch. Tomorrow, I don't know what your infrastructure is. I know you it's probably way better than ours, so you're more resistant to it. But they're going to try everything to take
you. We're already under attack. Stay there. This is the biggest news ever in my 25 years. What, this is so illegal. I'm getting all the calls, too. It's happening to hundreds of prominent people. They are making their move ahead of the takedown of Trump. They have been testing. testing, testing, and now they're making their move, which means this virus, that they're reporting is way more deadly than they first said, is going to be absolutely horrible if this is true, and they don't want anybody there to point out who developed it or who has a history of developing stuff like this. This looks like the big one, folks. Total maximum alert.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game on InfoWars is the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
protracted trade war with the communist Chinese, who killed over 100 million of their own people, that the left is completely allied with. Big tech has been working in concert as a combine or oligopoly to suppress the speech of nationalist patriots and others. And now the professor who exposed his wife has died, and he believes now that it was foul play and a message to him. The internet kill switch, listen to me carefully. The internet kill switch has been activated by the deep state and by Obama and Clinton era appointed judges. I have been getting hundreds of calls in the last week from notable sites that are pro-Trump and or expose vaccines and or talk about issues that Big Pharma doesn't like glyphosates. It's all confirmed that it's causing cancer. And that these consumer advocacy sites, journalists, are having their servers wiped, and the companies aren't telling them why they're wiped and won't talk to them. Mike Adams has over 300 sites. He's a major publisher, an engineer, owns a medical testing company that actually tests vaccines and things like that. One of the top accredited in the state of Texas. He works with Dr. McCullough, a medical doctor exposing this, and many others. A secret court filed a secret TRO on him, but he learned just in that court dozens and dozens of others and more every day. And I'm getting all these calls, people saying they won't say why. I've just been taken off. This is Kafkaesque. This is 1984. This is all happening with the backdrop of the big tech censorship and Owen Schroyer arrested a second time, this time not in chambers, saying to Nadler, you're a tyrant, not Trump. But this time, peacefully with a piece of tape over his mouth saying censored, holding up a little sign saying, I've been censored by big tech off the internet. Now I'm being censored out of the Capitol. You know, he wasn't banned from the Capitol. The Democrats had called for that in court the day before when he was there for the first arrest. They arrested him. That video's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. My personal lawyer is a famous First Amendment lawyer. He's also a famous criminal lawyer. Norm Pattis is here, but quite frankly, Owen is important, and he should get out in the next 3 hours or so. We've been talking to the Capitol Police. But that's just a section of the same animal. The internet kill switch at server level. They've got systems to shut down hubs. That's one part of it. But to be able to go in and just say, boom, 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 go into a judge. Nobody ever knows why you're taking off. You can't face them, just like Trump had a secret court that the FBI was lying to. That's all confirmed now. This is judicial tyranny. And the fact that the Democrats, because Mike Adams is the name of the judge, all the info, the fact that this is all happening in secret shows they've just escalated to another level, believing they're not going to get in trouble for what appears to be crimes they're committing. Because the deep state's not been punished for trying to take Trump out so far. They take that as, hey, we've shot a bunch and missed. Let's just escalate. Maybe we'll get him this time by cutting out all his support from under him. This is a major tyrannical move and is stunning. We'll get constitutional lawyer Norm Pattis' take on that on both cases. And all of it, Mike Adams, we're all in this together. This happening to you is like getting my arm chopped off. So many people said, I don't care. My site's not getting taken down. Big tech, it's in the news. There's lawsuits. Wants everybody shut down. Even other liberal sites that they don't control are being shut down. It's monopoly. It's monopoly tactics. And it's racketeering. Like the mafia is saying, you're not going to open a cleaner's in this town. We'll burn it down. Or you're not going to open another restaurant on this block. That's what they're doing. And it's outrageous. And it signals to me, Mike, total escalation. I don't see how you escalate past this unless they start shooting people. I mean, and silencing people like this would be ahead of a move on the president. I think President Trump's in more danger than ever. My God, they've got the trial right now using that as the backdrop for what they're about to roll out, and they don't want us to counter it. I predict there isn't a major uproar by Breitbart and by Daily Caller and by Fox News. That'll be a signal, and they're going to roll this out to not hundreds of sites that I know of that are having this. Thousands, probably. It'll be millions, because they've all got them listed and ready, and they're just going to do this. And if they don't get in trouble with that, they'll just send a whole list, not even from a court. Mike Adams, what do you think?
All it takes is you being named, just being put on a secret list in a secret court with a secret sealed order that the public cannot find. You know, normally you can look up federal court records by their number. It's a district number followed by the year number followed by the case number. You can use a phone system, or you can use the web system and look them up. These cases are sealed, secret cases. You're never alerted to them. It's total tyranny. This is the same kind of judicial tyranny, Alex, that has been used against President Trump. I mean, every time Trump signs an executive order, for example, to protect our borders from radical Islamic terrorists, then the liberal judges say, no, we're going to shut that down. Well, how does a judge in Hawaii, in that case, have that power? How does a judge in California have the power to shut down my website in Texas, for example? These are tyrants, and they are just running rampant across the country. They've got to be stopped through a legal process.
And I cannot tell listeners enough and viewers, stand together or hang separate. This is the test. This is confirmed. I've been wondering what's going on for 5 or 6 days. You've called me. You hardly ever call me. Hey, Alex, you know what's going on. All these sites are going down. I'm getting the same calls. No one knows. They call their hosting provider. They won't even tell them because they're told national security. Don't even tell someone because they know these orders are illegal, which, again, you'd normally go to jail for this down the road. But this means they're going for broke. Let's bring Norm Pattiz in here with Mike Adams. Norm Pattiz, constitutional lawyer. Looking at his article, I can tell you Mike's a straight shooter here, Norm. And he's got the name of the judge off air. You should talk to him and the information. Have you ever heard of anything like this, Norm Pattiz?
No, it doesn't make any sense. And I don't know Mike, so this is not an implicit criticism of him. But, I got the notice of this from you not long ago, and I've been in the federal rule book. This is contrary to the federal rules of civil procedure. Rule 65 governs restraining orders. If to get a restraining order on an ex parte basis, the party asking for it has to show some extraordinarily compelling set of facts to the judge. And what's more, the target of that order is supposed to get a copy of it. The order only exists for 14 days. And then to be extended, another 14 days, the party seeking it has to request it, show extraordinary cause, and eventually you get a hearing. There's no such thing, at least our law does not contemplate, a secret court issuing indefinite takedown orders to people without notice and an opportunity to challenge those orders. And the notion that these are being run through a bankruptcy court and hidden from public view runs afoul of the First Amendment. One of the cardinal virtues we say of the court system is its transparency. Justice is sought and presumably obtained in the people's interest in proceedings that are open to the public. It is an extraordinary thing to seal a case. I'm unaware of any case in which a TRO, a temporary restraining order, was issued and remained in place indefinitely in a case that was then sealed and terminated to hide it from public view. Forgive me for saying this. I'm hoping Mike made a mistake, because if what he wrote is true, we have truly entered into a brave new
world. I've confirmed this with other big sites, and the anti-vaxxers have talked about how they want to do this, and so this is really happening. But let me add this, Norm.
Well, this needs to be challenged.
I agree. It's in the Declaration of Independence that the king had secret courts and the same kind of crap. I mean, we've been through this before.
We have, and we've fought a revolution over it. And, at this point, I'm simply a lawyer. My view is if a district court or a bankruptcy court has so bastardized the rules as to permit this sort of thing, it needs to be challenged immediately in a federal appellate court, and if necessary, in the United States Supreme Court. And if these courts refuse to hear it, then I guess I would reach the reluctant conclusion that there is something like a tyrannical overreach taking place. Right now, I don't know enough. Mike's article shocks me. This is stunning news, and if it's accurate, it's a constitutional outrage, and there's no other way to put it.
Exactly, and it means that they'd only be doing it if they were going for broke, and we're about to probably overthrow the president and then try to get everybody. I mean, you only do something like this if you are going for everything, and this is just wild swinging for the fences, foaming at the mouth behavior. And I can confirm, Norm, this is going on. Stay there, please, both of you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Figured out that I laid out a lot of extraordinary things that I believe were going on the last few decades, and it turns out my research and others' research of what the globalists were up to has turned out to be true. And we've got this giant, deadly outbreak of something that a lot of mainline virologists and scientists are saying, drudgereport.com, links to these articles, will kill 2% of people that come in contact with it. And clearly, it's all over the news now that the Chinese people think it's much bigger. And there's all these videos of people dropping here, dropping there. And the fact that in the last 5-6 days since this broke, clearly they've got COG courts. That's on record. They've got FISA courts. But that's not what bankruptcy courts are. And the fact that they're doing this shows that big stuff's afoot. And so you talk about a sensor going off, or you talk about this canary down in the coal mine, I mean, there's gas, so there can be an explosion, gas building up. This is like canaries just dropping dead everywhere, okay, instantly falling over dead. And again, Mike doesn't hype stuff up. He's told me the judge, I've seen the information. Norm Pattis is here. I want to get you guys in contact with each other when we go to break here and when you guys leave us in a few minutes. But Mike, tell Norm just on air as much as you can without saying her name so he can say more.
Well, I really appreciate Norm's analysis there, and I know he doesn't represent us in this case, and he doesn't yet have all the information that I'm sure he'll look into it. I can give Norm off air the case number that's cited here, because what they did is they hijacked an old case that was terminated in 2018 in this California bankruptcy. It had nothing to do with us. It involved two individuals who live in California. Neither one of these individuals we've ever even written about or had any interaction with, nothing to do with us. And then they just tacked on these TROs to that case, reactivating it in 2020. And then without any notice, without any hearing, without any opportunity to challenge this, we are, without notice, just completely taken down, and our infrastructure provider says we can't talk about it. So that's what's happening. And my article is word for word accurate, and we are challenging this. We're filing, hopefully today in Austin, in the federal courts in Austin. We have attorneys working on this. They are beside themselves. They have never seen anything like this. In fact, this case in California that's being used, hijacked for this purpose, for the kill switch, they're assigning this code to these cases, this designation code. You know, some cases have like a CR, which means criminal, or a BK, which means bankruptcy. This is a whole new code that nobody's ever seen that I've talked to. None of my attorneys have any idea what, they've just never seen this before, never seen this action, never seen, no chance to challenge it, no hearing, no notice, nothing. This is happening. And I'm really glad Norm had that analysis, because it actually makes me realize this is probably a bigger deal than even I had already known. Maybe I need to talk to some, you know, the DOJ about this, because maybe there needs to be a criminal prosecution of the people responsible.
Something clearly isn't right, Mike. I mean, are you at liberty to share the code they're using to describe this? You say CR, BK, you know, I mean, what are they designated as?
Yes, it's -MP-. That's the code that they're using for these cases.
-MP-. How long ago was the order issued as to your takedown?
So our takedown was issued January 20th of this year, from a 2018 case.
And Norm, I've been getting calls for 5 days from other people saying, do you know what's going on? We're kicked off our provider. They won't talk to us. Has it begun? Yep. And then you get more and more calls. You know, it's kind of like before they had radio or TV. You knew when a war was coming because you saw smoke and heard cannons going off. I mean, this is like, I mean, now the smoke and fire is getting closer and closer.
Stunning to me. I mean, you know, I thought I'd seen it all, and I go to court every day, and I'm often surprised by what I see, but this shocks me. You know, the fact that, Mike, that the order was issued on the 20th, you'll have a right under, I mean, assuming they follow the rules anymore, under Rule 65, you'll have a right to get into court to challenge this fairly soon.
Well, the damages to him are incredible, but Norm, let me just say this. Remember how the FISA court admitted,
right, no, I hear you,
That the FBI lied hundreds of times, false reports. That's what I'm saying, is they've just weaponized it all. They've gone crazy.
But here's the deal. FISA at least had the cloak of lawful secrecy and, you know, the presumption that the actors appearing yes. before those judges would act with integrity. There is no cloak of lawful secrecy here. And, you know, it's very, very difficult for me to comprehend what set of factors would yield
a civil emergency. Only, and this would not be Trump. So we know Obama left stay-behind networks and COG parameter programs in place, and his idiot followers still believe he's president. So I'm telling you, that's what I believe it is, Norm.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, Mike, and I would hope that you'd reach out and keep me posted on what's going on. I want to follow this one. I'm very interested in this and very disturbed by it.
This is mega massive.
This issue to the next level and pursue it as far and as hard as you can. This is a clear and present danger to every American alive, because we all depend on courts for the neutral application of the rule of law. And if they're going to resort to this kind of secret skullduggery, I'm not feeling very safe and secure in my own republic.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly it. It's being done in secret. They can do it to anyone that they target, anyone who's named. Even someone who has, again, nothing to do with anything in California, with any bankruptcy in California. You know, we're not a California company. We're not bankrupt. We had a record year last year, actually.
And I want to be completely clear. This is how everybody always works. One man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. Stalin said that. He's right. This is happening to everybody right now. We're under massive 24-hour hack attack right now. A deadly virus is out. They're covering it up, obviously. That's mainline news that they're covering something up. And the president is under trial right now. Under that backdrop, I predicted a bioweapon release 3 months ago. I said, once we got to find that clip. I said, once he's in the trial, something like a big war or a bioweapon release, something to destabilize things, and now it's here. Mike Adams, as this unfolds, we will relay everything. The war room's coming up today. Give us an update then, please, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you having me on, and this is an emergency that affects us all. So we need
you were going to be on about the admission by Fox News and the federal government that fluoride's deadly poisonous and should be taken out and that other chemicals are added with it. Okay, you were going to come on about biosludge, all the toxic drugs and chemicals they're now putting on crops and now they have a waiver in Congress. We don't get to hear any of that because it's all about how you've been shut down and have to go through hell to post anything on the site on a backup server, thank God. And that no one told you that you were going to be sent to the Phantom Zone. That, again, is the essence of Kafka-style stuff where you don't even know the crime you're accused of or what happens. You just go straight to the hooscow. Thank you so much, Mike Adams.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
All right. Norm Pattis is here, constitutional lawyer. Norm, I want to put you on hold and come back and get into the video you've seen of Owen Schroyer being arrested. Ted, can you hold for a few minutes when we come back from break?
Of course I can, yes.
And then I've got phone calls to make on this and a bunch of breaking stuff. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. I'm going to let you host. As soon as you hear the liner and the music, you just host the next 5 minutes and then give your take on Owen. And then you're a godsend right now because people want to hear your take. And I know I already talked to you. It looks unlawful to you. And then I'm going to just work on a bunch of stuff here because all hell's breaking loose. But let me just say this or we'll run out of money. Keeping us funded is paramount. We built our own servers, we got our own backup systems, we got all sorts of things so that when they try this stuff on us, when they set off a nuke or release a bioweapon or kill the president, God forbid, that we're there to counter them because they're going to try to kill everything when they make that move. But they're not in total control. So they don't want us, when they try a coup on the president, to be faithful to the Republic and be on air. So everyone, tell folks that the internet kill switch is being implemented selectively. They're testing the internet kill switch to see our response. Get the live feed out at Infowars.com/show. And if you go to Infowars.com, you pull up today's article page. It says right there, maximum alert, internet kill switch activated in beta test ahead of removal of Trump. Get that article from Newswars.com. It's not as censored out there at Newswars.com as Infowars.com is. I'll pull it up. It's all right. I can do it. So just go to Infowars.com, and it's the big article page for the show. Yeah, click on that, please. Maximum alert, internet kill switch activated, thousands of Trump sites erased from servers. Infowars is confirmed. The secret Obama control court is activated to beta test for complete removal of nationalist and patriot content from the internet, period. Maximum red alert. We're adding a link there to Mike Adams' article. They've been testing and pushing to see if you ever wake up, and now it's gone. Just exponential means exponential. Every point on a Richter scale is exponential, meaning it's a whole magnitude. So a 1 is a 1. A 0.1 is double a 1. You understand? And it goes exponential right up from there. This is order of magnitude, pegging the line, jamming it through the side, fire coming out of the control panels, okay? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they blow Trump's head off today, okay? I mean, I'm just saying, red freaking alert with all the signs and the stuff we've got going on. Watch your six. And I tell everybody, I've never said this, everybody better start carrying firearms right now defensively. Watch your six, patriots. The globalists are testing.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.